Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Different time. And that was Boy Genius with Not Strong Enough. So we've been chatting all the way through the show. We've also got Raleen joining us. Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
Hi, everyone.
So we were just going to sum up with Debbie. Your show sounds amazing. We're going to have another conversation after this because I'm very inspired by what you've done. And think it's amazing that you've kind of taken this creative journey. And one of the things that we do a lot on the show, as Valine knows, is that we really expose what people's creative journeys are, because we want to leave that message with everyone that it doesn't matter when you start. It's never too late to go on that journey. And I think that's, you know, it's incredible what you've been able to do over the last sort of 10 years to be able to get to this point where, you know, that you've got a whole career ahead of you now of what you can do creatively. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I remember I'd done extra work when I first started looking at being acting. And I remember crying my eyes out down the N25 at 3 o'clock in the morning thinking, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Having to get the children organised. But you've just got to be... don't get me wrong, I'm not earning a fortune out of this or anything like that, but I'm doing what I love.
Yes.
And I think it's good for the soul. And I think if you're doing something that's good for your soul, then other elements of your life will improve, or you've just got a different perspective on things, really.
Oh, God, I'm very much a believer in families. If you're happy, everyone else is happy.
Yeah, without a doubt. And it's lovely that, you know, I have friends that, oh, you've really inspired me, Deb, to do this. And I think, oh, God, that really chokes me out, because I think that's wonderful. And you know, don't get me wrong, I've got a long way to go.
It doesn't matter how long it is, you're in it.
Yeah,
you're
it's
in
not
it.
About the outcome.
So, definitely. We know that there's a couple more shows coming. What's going to happen to Dolly next? Is Dolly going to come back?
Dolly.
It's Dolly, we're going to progress, Dolly, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah,
definitely.
Gonna
keep going.
Progress. It's so funny, because I'm so happy when people meet me first. It's such a relief, because when they meet Dolly, it's like, and I can't come out of character when I'm doing her, and I don't really know what's going to come out of my mouth. Because it wouldn't be true. So I don't know. I mean, believe it or not, I've been doing quite a few corporate events. I was at the Westminster Council. It was their third show they've had. And it's exactly the same show. Actually, I cut it down an hour for them. And they know there's a bit of swearing in it. And they said, no, that's fine. And that's hilarious. Because when you're actually on top of their building at the City Hall and you can see the London Eye and there's a couple of swear words coming out and they're all on their phones. So what is next for Dolly? So I'm doing more writing at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I'm fascinated by a few ideas at the moment. I love the idea of the X generation and all the Z generation. That seems to be the buzzwords now. Dolly's got a book that she talks about in the show. It's her journal. She's gone very middle class. And I'm writing that at the moment, looking at writing that.
Amazing.
So, so who knows where Dolly's going to pop up?
Well, all I hope is that she continues to pop up, because she sounds amazing. So thank you so much for coming and joining us. If you need to run back to Sunday service, please do feel.
I have got
it might
go.
Have finished now.
I've got to get back in the pot wash, I reckon. They're going to give me the pot wash when I get
please
back.
Please do feel that you can dash off.
Thank you so
much, if you'd like
Claire.
To stay, you're welcome to. But otherwise, we'll let you go back to Sunday service, because you've got your job to do. But thank you so much for coming in. It's been an absolute delight to meet you today.
Thank you, and
brilliant.
You.
Right, so Valine, hello. Over to you now, because the highlight, the cultural highlight of the year is about to start.
Well, it's starting in June, but I've started the process because applications for artists are open. So, yeah, Brentwood Art Trail will take place between the 1st and the 30th of June. So applications are now open until Friday, 15th of March. So there's a couple of weeks to go. Any artist of any level of experience, any age, we are totally inclusive at the Brentwood Art Trail, who would like to apply can go to brentwoodarttrail.co.uk and there's a link to apply there. So this year's event is funded by Brentwood Connected, which is a new business improvement district, which is across Brentwood, Shenfield and Ingatestone. So there is an even bigger focus on driving footfall and supporting local businesses. So this year's trail, as all the trails, I don't know how I'm still standing, to be honest, but as with all the trails, it'll be bigger and better than ever.
They keep getting bigger and better.
I know. We get more and more artists apply. So already I've had a sneaky look at some of the applications, and it's a really good sign because a lot of the names are not familiar to me at all, which is amazing. You know, every year we get more and more new artists and they find out through other artist friends or they see the art trail or they're on social media or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, if we kind of continue in that vein, then we'll have more artists than ever this year. So it's the same deal as usual. We'll be placing artists in venues, in the high streets, in Brentwood, Shenfield and Ingatestone. It's a brilliant way of showcasing the local artistic talent that we've got in the area. All of our artists are from Essex. Most of them are from this sort of area, mm-hmm. from this borough. And then obviously having these beautiful displays in the window really helps out the businesses because people come and look and discover them and go on a wander and find new places to eat and drink and shop. So, I'm excited. So I opened up the applications and I've tried not to look too much at them. But it's always a good sign when some of the artists that I know are going to apply haven't applied yet. So I think that they've got all of that to come. So last year we had about 70 artists on the trail, and an equivalent amount of venues.
Yeah.
I will say we probably will have less venues this year because we are going to have a group space to exhibit mm-hmm, artwork, mm-hmm. which means that I don't need to match up so many artists mm-hmm. with individual venues, but it also means that we've got more space to use.
All right, let's have a bit of music and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about the kinds of artists that we've had in the trail and then also some of the businesses as well. So let's have Phoebe Bridges with Motion Sickness.
I can hardly feel anything. My heart Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Throw me to the
and that was Bring Me the Horizon. I thought I'd throw a little one in there. There was another Brit Award winner. That was the winner for alternative rock category, I think. But we've been playing the Brits all afternoon. Different Brit Award winnies from this year. Before that, we had... Who did we have that for? Oh, we had Phoebe Bridges with Motion Sickness. I love that one. But she's also in the band Boy Genius, which won for... international band, and that we played Not Strong Enough, and just had an amazing chat with Debbie. But now we're talking with Valine, and we're talking about the Bentwood Art Trail. You gave us a really quick overview. So this is, just as a reminder, this is, I think, the thing that's really lovely, you said it in your introduction, is that this is such an inclusive trail, and it is there for everyone and anyone who wants to showcase their work. And you don't, I think the kind of most important thing is that you don't have to be a full-time working professional artist to get involved in this.
No, absolutely not. I mean, actually, one of the best bits of feedback from last year was one of the artists that had taken part for the first time and said that she's done lots of art trails in different places, and she found it was the most inclusive art trail that she'd been a part of. And I can't say I know, kind of, I can put my finger on exactly why that was, but I think she just felt very welcomed. Mm. And, you know, she perhaps wasn't as experienced as other artists, but she was certainly more experienced than some of them. So, yeah, that was a really good piece of feedback. And we've got, we usually have a wide selection of artists taking part. So there's some people that have painted their entire life and some that took it up as a hobby in lockdown, whether that was a first-time thing or whether they'd gone back to something they enjoyed doing at school. We have schools taking part. We have groups taking part, which have, the Brentwood Bells always take part, and they have lots of different subgroups. Mm-hmm. They do crocheting, but they do other kind of crafty things too. So I think they're quite keen to show off their skills this year. And then we've got artists who are kind of represented by galleries. One who was on the Landscape Artist of the Year on Sky Arts. So like a real mix of experience. And it makes it really fun and varied. And as we said, you know, quite inclusive. So if you're thinking about applying for the art trail and you think maybe you don't tick some of the boxes, you know, those boxes don't exist. We like to find a place for everyone.
So, and it's also being part of that kind of wider network. And it kind of taps into the Yay Mate stuff that Natalie did earlier on in the year, and it kind of, it's making this, what I love about it is that every time you do this, there are more creative people that are just coming up through the floorboards of Brentwood. You know, it's like, we are such a creative town.
We really are. And I say we, I don't include myself in that because I'm not an artist, but I'm kind of just the person that brings everyone together and like enables all this collaboration. But every year, you're absolutely right, every year I think, where have these people been? I met somebody last week, and I won't say who it is, but someone recommended that I meet up with this person and try and get them involved in the art trail, and he's super, super talented, and he's seen the art trail from afar for many years and kind of mentioned a few things to me that had taken place like in 2019, and I thought, gosh, but he'd never applied. He just always quite enjoyed, you know, just being a part of it from a distance, but I'm hoping to get him involved this time around. So it's always really, really brilliant, but really surprising how many creative people there are and are not necessarily, like, you know, making themselves known.
So you've got, this year the difference is that you've got artists teamed up with shops, which is the same as every year, but then you've also got this group space as well.
Yes, so I'll have a space where I can put every artist, I'm hoping, it depends how many artists I get. So what I'd like to do is have, you know, even if it's one piece of work from every single artist in there, so everyone's represented. But I will still be matching artists with venues like I usually would. But it would be nice to have that base. And actually, when I did the art trail for the first time personally in 2019, I did have a base where people could come and get a brochure, and we did workshops and activities. And it was really nice being able to have that space to use for various different things. So I'm hoping that now in 2024 we'll have a bit of a base back again.
It's also the visibility of it as well, I think. You know, you've got the trail that goes in all the shop windows and you can see that, but having that space on the high street where you can get drop-ins, you can do the activities, you can do those workshops, and just having more of a kind of focus of it's here, it's happening, and, you know, I think that helps with the audience, doesn't it? The development of people knowing about it and coming to the town across that period of time.
And it will always look like there's always something going on. You know, there'll be somebody in there, an artist or myself or someone from the wider Art Trail group that's kind of in that space so that anyone can go in there, you know, within usual shop opening hours to have a look at the artwork or go to one of the events that's happening, you know, if it's an after-school club or something like that. A lot of the artists that are still kind of involved and were in it in 2019, the first year that I did it, do still talk about the space that we had then and how handy it was to be able to host things. Because in the last few years, a lot of the artists, they do teach, they do run workshops and finding spaces to host these things, either because of the size of the space or the accessibility or for whatever reason, it's quite a challenge to find that. So we will have somewhere that we can do things
and every year, when you've run workshops or you've run activities, they've all been booked out, haven't they? And the other thing which I really love about the trail is that you have those kind of guided walks around the trail as well. And they're just so amazing. They're so successful.
It's something quite different as well. And I haven't really looked into it too much, but I don't think any of the other art trails do that. Because we're in a place where we have got so many beautiful open spaces, but we have got a high street that's full of fantastic retailers, independent and otherwise, we are able to do Walk, Talk and Create events. So I'd quite like to do them again this year. And they're all hosted by an artist. So we will go for a walk, we'll have a talk, and then we will go back to wherever it is, whether it's Merrymead Tea Rooms or just staying outside and then doing some kind of artwork under the tuition of an artist. And they're all, you know, good things for our mental health, the fresh air and the chatting and, definitely, you know, problems shared and et cetera, and then creating the artwork itself. So, we usually do those at Worley Place, Merrymead Country Park and Butterfly Meadow, which is in Shenfield. So, I'm looking to do those again. And like you said, they're always really well attended and I try and run them for free as well. So, it's a nice thing that we can do here that I'm not sure anyone else is able to do.
I don't think those things happen as often. They're not so much an embedded part of the trail, because it really feels like the trail is those things as well. It's not just the visit to the shops, it's those other parts that happen every weekend. And also, and of course, you know, we have to keep thinking about the fact that we have three high streets, and so the trail has is it going to have a focus on each high street like you did last year? You had a kind of weekend focus for...
Yeah, it will do. Actually, I kind of tried that out last year to see how it would work, and obviously we've broken Connected funding it this year, that the emphasis is very much on you know, driving footfall to the three high streets, because again our bid is unique, whereas other bids throughout the country don't have the three areas. So we have Brentwood, Shenfield, Ingate Stone, and what I'm going to do this time around is every Saturday at the beginning of the trail there'll be like a big sort of event in each of the high streets. So we'll start off in Brentwood and there'll be some live art events and activities as well as a guided tour, which is another element of the trail that kind of grows every year. Those guided tours are really great because a lot of the artists come along and then they talk about their work and their kind of experience and their process, and everyone loves to hear that, whether you're an artist or you're someone that just likes to look at, you know, pretty paintings. It's still interesting to hear from the person that created them. We'll be starting off in Brentwood with that one on the Saturday the 1st of June, and then we'll move on to Shenfield where we have some exciting events taking place which I can't tell anyone about yet, and then the following weekend we'll be in Ingate Stone, and I also run Artisan Ingate Stone, which is a market that we've just done in Ingate Stone up to now, and I'll be doing like a mini version of that where artists can come and sell their artwork. So that'll be on Saturday the 15th. So yeah, loads going on, and I've certainly planned it that way last year to see how it went, and it was really good actually to have those kind of focal points.
Yeah, so I said the 15th of
June.
Yeah, so that will be a market.
So June.
It's all about the June. We're getting this in your date in your diaries early because it's really important. Just going back to submitting your artwork, so just remind us, what are some of the kind of guidance and rules and regs around submitting your artwork if you're applying as an artist?
So we can accept three pieces of artwork. That may vary. Obviously, some places only have space for one piece of artwork and others might have space for more. So on the application form, we'll accept three pieces of artwork, and you can submit things that are just a general idea of the kind of thing that you create if you perhaps might want to create something specifically for the trail itself. Obviously, all the artwork will be in public spaces, so it needs to, you know, not have anything slightly offensive or things that are suitable for family viewing, shall we say. Mm-hmm. But that's, yeah, I mean, that's all that you need to worry about, really. The application form is just like a Google form, so you can attach things to it. But I do have a Word document as well, if anyone has any problems with Google, which some of the artists do. So
it's not, you don't necessarily have to have the artwork ready and made already. You could say you're going to make something specific for
the
trail.
I mean, as long as I have a bit of an idea of your mm-hmm. style, so mm-hmm. I can go to a venue and say, oh, hey, would mm-hmm. you like to have this in your window, then it's absolutely fine. You know, we're quite a long way off. So some of the artists have work that they created years ago that they think, I'd like to submit that and exhibit that. But others think, oh, well, I'd like to see who my venue is, and then maybe I'll work with the venue to create something specific for them. So, yeah, it doesn't have to be. And there is a bit on the form where you can specify if that's the artwork that you're submitting to exhibit, or if it's just an idea of your style. And because what I have to do is I have to go round to the venues once I've got all the applications and say, oh, hey, you know, would you like this in your window? And sometimes they say, oh, we'd really love that, but it's actually, I don't think we've got enough room. So then I'll have to go back to the artist and say, they really like the work, but do you have anything smaller? And so there's always a little bit of negotiation. Yeah. But yeah, certainly the application form is quite lengthy, but it's that means I have less questions for you afterwards.
Cool. Well, we'll come back in a second and let's get a bit more music. So we're going to go to, where are we going to go to? Oh, we're going to go to Chasen Status, who won Best Producer Award this year on the Brits. Here we go.
Self-destruction. We'll be right back. 6FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And here's some events for you. Let's not forget that every Monday night, it is the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night at the Essex Arms on Whalley Hill, hosted by our very own Kev Piggott. From 8 till 10pm, all the tracks that you might want to sing or play are recorded. And if you are lucky, he will play your track, your song, on his show on a Sunday morning, on the Sunday Sessions, every Sunday from 10am. So check that one out. It's a really lovely event. Lots of lovely support in the room. So please do go along if you haven't been before. Moving ahead, let's have a look in March. On Monday, the 18th of March, there's a talk by Jacqueline Avulay, hosted by the Billericay Horticultural Society, called Botanist or Not, Plant Origins, History and Cultivation, for all those planties out there. It's at the Chantry Centre on Chantry Way in Billericay from 8 till 10pm. £3 for tickets. Visitors are all welcome, and you can find out more at billericay-horticulturalsociety.co.uk. There's also a Billericay Community Open Day at the Chantry Centre on Friday the 22nd of March. Go along to meet local clubs and organisations to find out about volunteering opportunities within the community, support and wellbeing and social activities. It's free entry for everyone, and you can find out more if you go to Facebook and look at Billericay Town Council. Finally, there's one in April, more horticulture. This is doing very well in Billericay with their horticulture. On Monday the 15th of April, 70 years in horticulture at the Chantry Centre. A talk by Jim Buttress, hosted by, again, the Billericay Horticultural Society from 8 till 10pm. And look them up at billericay-horticulturalsociety.co.uk. Loads to get involved with. That's your events guide.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I'll be in your head all weekend.
That was, of course, Kylie Minogue, who won an award at the Brits. She won the big one, didn't she? She won the, what was it called?
Icon.
Global Icon, that was it, that was it. I mean, just, she deserves it. She is a global icon. Amazing. And that was Padam Padam, Padam Padam. It's like heartbeat, isn't it? Padam Padam. So that was for Feline.
I was expecting a bit of Kylie. I was so pleased with that.
We were just saying, how old is Kylie? How old is Kylie, Feline?
Yeah, well, I could actually recite Kylie's birthday. It's the 28th of May, 1968, being her number one fan in my younger years.
No hesitation whatsoever on her birth date. So there you go, found out something about Feline. So let's give a bit of a shout out to some of the artists that were in the trail last year. Do you know these ones are coming back into the trail?
Well, I hope so. As I said, I've kind of specifically not really checked too much. Yes. And some of them said, oh yeah, I'll be back. And then it'll be the day before and I go, could you get your application?
So this is also a little bit of your reminding these artists that they need to come back.
Yeah, so we have a WhatsApp group, which is another good thing about running the trail, that like once you're in the trail, if you want to be, obviously in the WhatsApp group you can be, and then that kind of gets used throughout the year for different opportunities. And you know, there's a group that goes and does some portrait drawing at Brentwood Theatre, and
Arts Den,
and they put reminders on the group and things like that. So it's really quite handy. But also for me, I can remind the artist before the trail of various bits of information, and it saves me having to email people individually. So I'm hoping that the core group of artists that we always have will be coming back. Just in terms of kind of shouting out, and I'm a bit on the fly here, so I'm sure I'm going to forget some people, but certainly Lucia Hardy and Sue Mills are two of the artists that always really go above and beyond for me, hosting events and doing other bits and pieces. So,
and Lucia does all those nice things as well, doesn't she? They all do the kind of bits of the walks and the workshops.
Lucia
and things.
Loves Worley Place. She and I have a bit of a thing about Worley Place, so she always does the walk, talk and create at Worley Place. Yeah. And we were at the Worley Chapel last year, where she had a piece of work displayed there, because she spent a lot of time studying the chapel and doing paintings and things in the months prior to that. So yeah, those two certainly always kind of help me out quite a lot with the events, and they're really invested in the art trail. But Blue Serif are back doing our fantastic brochure and our map and everything, and Baker Labels was a new addition to our sponsors last year because they provided the location stickers, which Claire was actually your idea.
I went around the trail
with Claire a couple of years ago on the first day, and she was like, oh, if only we could have some stickers that say what, you know, what numbers were what. And I was like, oh, do you know what, it can be quite difficult to navigate your way around. So yeah, you made that happen last year, and Baker Labels will be back, and they obviously print out those labels for us. So I go around and stick them on all 65 of them on all the different venues.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so maybe you can help me with that this year.
Yeah, happy to help.
But I'm hoping that most of the venues will be back from previous years. So we always have the Bennett's window, which is right at the top or the bottom of the high street, whichever way you look at it. And their window is always beautiful. And Tina there that does that is fantastic. So we're kind of working out what to put in that window already.
I love Bennett's windows. It's like the nicest way. And I mean this with a huge amounts of affection. But it's like when I was brought up in Newcastle, and the thing that you went to do every year in Newcastle, you went to see the Phoenix windows at Christmas.
Oh, right.
And it's Phoenix on the high street in Northumberland Street had about 6 windows, and it was all the kind of animatronic stuff, and it was amazing. And that was the big thing, that Christmas had started when Phoenix windows happened, and it was such a ritual. And kind of for me, Bennett's is holding that little place in my heart.
I'm going to tell Tina that, she'll be thrilled.
It's like they all year round
it's always really topical, and I know that they have that window booked out so far in advance. It was like 1st of January, and I was emailing Jane and Tina seeing if I could have the window. So we've done a few different things in there. Last year we dedicated it to Butterfly Meadow. We had a few different elements in there. We've had a window dedicated to the community hub groups. We had a rainbow in there, and lots of different artwork that was created for like Manor Meals and Daily Bread serving a community. So yeah, they are so it's so great to let us have that window for the art trail. So we'll have something in there, we're not sure what, but we'll have a few bits in there for June. And then, yeah, we've got Chicken and Frog. Natasha, again, she's got those two great big windows and she always lets us use those. Patrick Green, the same in Ingate Stone, lots of nice big windows and they're always very good to let us borrow them. And the same Licorice in Shenfield, because that's the thing, you know, as a retailer, that that is your literally your shop window and that's where you put your products and that's how you kind of, you know, make your money. So we're always really grateful to the venues that let us take over that space for a short period of time, because yes, it is meant to drive footfall and get people looking in their window and discover them, but also it does mean that they can't perhaps utilize that space the way they want to. So
but hopefully it means that for those businesses it's bringing a different audience to those shops that might not come otherwise, so it's kind of expanding their audience.
I mean that's the way I sell it, Claire. So it's, I mean, that is the purpose of it. And lots of people walk away from the trail going, oh, Crown Street. Oh, I didn't know that was there. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that, you know, I'm going to go back there. And that really is the whole purpose of it. And places like Schmidt Kitchens, you know, Kate Mayo, who was a ceramicist that we put in there last year, she's been running workshops there this weekend. So that, again, is another really nice aspect. We were talking about it before. What brings me the most joy is helping people to build relationships as part of the trail, whether that's customers building relationship with the business or whether it's artists building relationship with their venue. And lots of artists and venues have gone on to do other things together, whether that's commissions or events or,
and that's
or that
the,
kind of thing.
That's the joy of this, isn't it? Because I always kind of, you know, part of my job as a creative commissioner and all sorts of other things I do, but one of the things that I always come back to is the why are we doing it and what happens, what's the change that happens as a result. So that whole thing about the legacy of the trails that you've been creating over the past few years, the fact that Yay Mates has grown out of that, the fact that there is now workshops that happen all year round, the fact that you make these relationships between artists and businesses and then those relationships carry on doing things together, that's the sort of point, isn't it, of doing all of this, is that those things last all year round. It's, the trail is an amazing showcase moment, but it's the things that happen all year round that really make it are the kind of, you know, the legacy of it is really important.
It is. It's those introductions, isn't it? And those things that you talk about, they do take time. And, you know, I wouldn't suggest that people apply for the art trail this year for the first time and expect by, you know, next year they'll be getting commissions left, right and centre from their venues and from other people. But it is a really good way of showcasing what you can do. And it's also a good way of trying things out. You know, if you're an experienced artist and you think, oh, well, I'll try something different. Yeah, I'll try something different for this. You know, it's just maybe a slightly different audience and it's a good opportunity to do that. So,
yeah. It's definitely a safe space to try out your practice. So if you're a galleried artist or you're working to sell, sell products that you know that you have to produce and sell, this gives you an opportunity to give that kind of like, well, actually, if I didn't have to sell it, what would it look like and what could I do? Mm-hmm. So it kind of gives you that space to experiment a bit as well, doesn't it?
Sometimes that kind of commercial element of it takes the fun out of it a little bit, doesn't it?
Exactly.
So I've had people that want to apply under different names and things like that.
Oh yeah, like pseudonyms.
For that reason, to have a bit of freedom.
Yeah. Well, I'm delighted to hear that all of the artists that you've just given a shout out to have all been on the arts programme.
Oh, good.
But do you keep saying to the artists...
It's a relationship thing.
It is a relationship thing. But and that's the other thing, is that coming onto the arts programme is about talking about your work. It's about us being able to give you the platform to highlight what you do, to get profile for you in the town, but also beyond Brentwood, because, you know, we know that this is a podcasted show, so the audience is much greater than just the kind of live listening, and it's just a really good example of, you know, trying out how you talk about your practice with people in a very warm and loving environment that we like to create here at the Arts Programme, but that, you know, you might end up being on BBC Essex or you might end up being on something else as a result of that. So if you are going to be in the art trail, come along and talk to me and Natalie about it. We'd love to hear from you. Right, we're going to get our last couple of bits of music in before we say goodbye, because it's just gone really quickly today. Anyway, so let's have Calvin Harris with One Kiss. He was another winner this year.
One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities. I look like all you need. Let me take the night, I'll love real easy. And I know that you still wanna see me. Sunday morning music real loud.
trusting the way you move, the way you feel. One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need.
Directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective, and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers, or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity, and passion merge.
And that's all we've got time for this week. It's been so quick. Valine, thank you so much for coming in and telling us nice and early this year. We'll get you in again to come in later and tell us more about the trail as it's shaping up. But thank you so much. That's all that we've got time for this week. Thank you very much to Valine and Debbie for joining me today. And we'll be back next year. We'll be hearing all about the Horror Festival from Natalie, who's been working hard all weekend. Shout out to Natalie. And we're going to be celebrating International Women's Day next weekend too. So until then, we're going to leave you with Nigel, our in-house soul and funk DJ, who's going to guarantee to get you moving on a Sunday evening. And we're going to start that now with some Dua Lipa and also some Arlo Parks, two of the other runners-up from the Brits this week. That's all for now. I've been Claire, and this has been the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM. Turn the rhythm up, don't
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.